And because he has invested in us, he has additional blessings. He has big dreams for our lives. And obedience requires faith. Obedience, that's a hard one for believers. We want the benefits. We want all these promises that God has for us, but we don't want to obey nothing he say. But you just can't live any kind of way and get the blessings of God. You can't do everything you want to do and think. You know, I talk to people and I say, now, I'm not going to tell you I got it all right, but that I know I'm going to do. Now, I may miss, but God, Holy Spirit, lives inside of me. So he will show me. I tell him, I said, H.G., I need you to take all that unrighteousness out of me. I know I used to think I didn't have none, but H.G. showed me. He opened up my eyes. Take all that unrighteousness that's in me and purge me so I can walk boldly and holy as a child of God. Because I need to, when I'm telling somebody else about God, I need to have my act together. I need to have my act together. Obedience requires faith, but God will delight in your dependence on him and always be there to support you. Now, how many of you know that God loves it when we depend on him? when it's like you ever did something, I don't know, maybe with your children and that child needed you. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. So, you know, God's, I can see him smiling. I can see him just smiling when he said, Marie needs me. And he said, I will always be there for her. And I wrote this down because this was one of my scriptures that I'd like. It says, troubles of a righteous man are many, but I will be there to see you through them. That's a promise. If you live, trouble will find you. Because the enemy says he is walking around trying to find who has that one up just a little bit so he can sneak in. And he's coming in. I don't care what, if you give him room to come in, he's coming in. But I love it when he tells me. I take it personal. A righteous man, the troubles of a righteous man are many. But Marie, I'll be there to see you through them. I'll be there to see you through them. Promise number 5. You have special strength. No, you have special strength available to you through faith. The best resource that's available to you is the power of Christ. If you're facing an uphill battle, we need to repeat frequently, I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. God will never call you, put you somewhere and leave you unattended. Be assured that the God who has numbered the hairs on your head is fighting for you. The other morning online, we said, the battle is not yours, it's the Lord. And I do believe that we have to show up. I may have that wrong, but I believe that the Lord wants me to show up. I got to get to the battlefield. I got to get to the battle line. He's already won and he's already fought it, but I got to get there because I don't think he need me laying home in bed. He need me to show up to let him know that I believe what his word said. If I'm sick and you said by your stripes I'm healed, I need to get up and walk. I need to get up and do what you, the devil said I couldn't do. His favor will surround you like a shield. Psalm 5:12, you have an insurmountable in our God, insurmountable ally in our God. But if God is for you, who can be against you? When you boldly claim the truth with expectation. Woo! I told the doctor the other day, I'm expecting a miracle. Okay. And that's exactly what I'm expecting. I'm expecting a miracle. And it says, when you boldly claim the truth with expectation, you give God the space and the invitation to show his glory. To show his glory. And you know, I wonder why God wanted me to talk about his promises. And now I begin to see that he needed me to talk about his promises so that I could hear him again. So that I could get my spirit built up to the place that I will not give up. I don't know.